A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glad you're listening. KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Volunteers were hard at work this morning at the Midvale Flood Control Sandbag Shed, filling bags in preparation for potential floods off the back of a heavy winter just gone. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, Snow Basin has extended the ski season through April 23rd. That makes it their longest season in their 80 years open. Third, a KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes, brought to you by Burt Brothers Tire and Service. Live from the KSL 24-Hour News Center, here's Mark Jackson.
Got two games live right now, Jeff. Fairly Dickinson leads Purdue at the half, 32-31. Now, if this were to somehow wind up being a win for the Knights, would be a rare 16-seed upset over a number one seed. We will certainly keep you up to date on that one at the half. Six-seeded Kentucky now leading Providence 24-21. A few minutes left in the first half. Games later tonight include Memphis and FAU, Grand Canyon, Gonzaga, TCU and Arizona, Montana State and Kansas State. With KSL Brackets Update every 15 minutes, I'm Mark Jackson.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports at kslsports.com. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin, accusing him and other Russians of deporting children from eastern Ukraine.
It is forbidden by international law for occupying powers to transfer civilians from the territory they live in to other territories. Children enjoy special protection under the Geneva Convention.
The court's president. The League of United Latin American Citizens wants the Justice Department to look into the death of Army Private Ana Basaladu Arias at Fort Hood, Texas. Lieutenant General Sean Bernabe responding.
At this point in the investigation, there are no indications of foul play. CID is not ruling anything out and will investigate the circumstances leading up to Ana's death fully and completely.
The private's family says she's been the target of sexual harassment. President Biden hosted a St. Patrick's Day reception at the White House this evening for Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar. Daria Albinger, ABC.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. Governor Spencer Cox had some frank words for a group full of water scientists today. He spoke to the room full at a two-day Great Salt Lake Symposium about the need for those scientists who he says typically lean more left to see the state's lawmakers as their allies.
We are going faster than I ever thought we would go. But if we start confiscating farms and water shares, you will see politicians respond very quickly. People will run for office to make sure that we are not saving the Great Salt Lake, and they will be elected. And those are the types of things that you have to think through when we're having these conversations. This legislature is moving. I thought it would take us 5 or 6 years to get a couple of these big bills that change 150 years of water policy in this state. This use it or lose it mentality that we have had from the very beginning, not mentality, but legal structure that we have had, has finally changed. That is worthy of huge celebration. $1 billion in 2 years in water investment in this state. I never thought in my lifetime we would see that kind of an investment from a legislature. And you know what the legislature hears from the left and from the scientific community? What is wrong with you guys? You aren't doing nearly enough. And human nature is, you know what? Screw you guys. If you don't want our help, we're done. We're out. That's what we can't allow to happen. Okay. Now, I'm not saying you can't be critical. You should be critical, right? But I would say be cautious with your criticism. And when we get victories, celebrate those with us.
Well, he certainly got my attention. Governor Cox spoke a lot about human nature and how those with the data need to celebrate even small wins.
I want us to be more like you. I want us to be curious. I want us to solve problems working together. And we can't do that without good information and good data. And you are giving us that information and that data. I will just say to conclude, we are having an incredible water year, right? A historic water year. Right now, the other graph I look at every single day, that black line is above the purple lines. It's never been that high since we started tracking. We today are in record territory when it comes to snow water equivalent in our mountains. That is something to be celebrated. Celebrated. Okay. And let me just say that nobody in leadership thinks, oh, well, now we don't have to do anything. Now we have a reprieve. I know you're all worried about that. Well, we can't tell them the truth because yes, it's a great year, but if they think it's a great year, then they'll stop trying. Like that's the kind of mindset that gets it backwards. We celebrate having a record year and that means more water to get into the lake.
There's Governor Spencer Cox at the Great Salt Lake Symposium today.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.